One of the most inflammatory issues in our region is the use of herbicides and pesticides, often just lumped together under the term pesticides. The only thing that makes the issue even more inflammatory is the aerial spraying of pesticides. It is allowed in Oregon, does happen on private forest land, and is regulated, but there are concerns about the level of regulation. Enough concern for the state legislature to consider action. Legislators held a hearing yesterday at the state capitol to talk about the issue and approaches under the law. To give us some information about what's happening on the legislative end of things, we welcome Representative Ann Leininger from Lake Oswego, a Democrat representing District 38 in the Portland metro area. She was appointed in January of 2014 and elected last November. Representative Leininger, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So not much time in the legislature. You've probably gotten a bit of a crash course in everything. How long have you been paying attention to the pesticide spraying issue?
I first started to focus on this issue probably around 10 months ago when I learned from a number of individuals that they had been harmed by pesticide sprays that had ended up on their property or in their drinking water.
And it's not like there's a lot of pesticide spraying, I would think, from helicopters in your particular district. So how did you become what appears to be the biggest advocate of at least some review of the regulations?
Well, one thing that is important is that my family, for six generations, has lived in the Rogue Valley, and I grew up in the Rogue Valley. So I care a lot about things that happen in Southern Oregon, but also this is an issue where real people are getting hurt, and they need an advocate who's willing to stand up and say, wait a minute, this is not right, and I see an opening, a need to fill that role, and I want to stand up for these people. If you talk to folks in Curry and Tillamook and Douglas and Lane and Klamath and Josephine counties who are all talking about injuries that they got when aerial pesticide sprays went onto their property or into their drinking water or hurt their pets or kids, you know, there's no way to turn away from that situation.
The rules at the moment are generally applied by the Oregon Department of Agriculture on pesticide use. Coincidentally, or perhaps not, the Oregon Department of Agriculture set up a new pesticide complaint intake feature on its website. We wanted to have them on separately to talk about that. They chose to cancel the interview because of the juxtaposition with what's going on in the legislature. So what is going on in the legislature right now?
At the beginning of the session and before the session started, I have been working with a bunch of community members from around the state and environmental protection advocates from around the state, together with Michael Dembro, a senator, to develop a bill that would help create protections for people in drinking water on the front end by providing advance notice that an aerial spray is going to happen so people can choose to be indoors, bring their animals and their kids indoors or leave the area, that will provide meaningful buffers for schools and residences and drinking water sources, fish-bearing streams, and also give people access to information if they have been sprayed so that they can get medical help and so that we can track the health impacts on people's communities. Industry members, pesticide and timber industry members, presented some different ideas in a couple of different bills, and the upshot has been a whole bunch of different bills on the table to address this issue, some focused only on enforcement after the fact. Ours focused significantly on prevention of harm before the fact, and some on issues in between. And so we have been trying to negotiate to get a bill that can pass in the legislature. Unfortunately, it's been hard for the advocates who care about preventing harm on the front end through advance notice and meaningful buffers and giving real public access to information on the back end to make a lot of headway, but we are continuing to push.
Those are two big issues, Representative Leininger, advance notice and buffers. What are the requirements in terms of buffers from places where people are, and what are the requirements for advance notice, if any?
Right now, people need to have, I believe it's a year of prior notice that they could be conducting a spray in an area. So that doesn't give you a meaningful opportunity to bring your kids or your family indoors.
So it's just a general notice that at some time in that year we might be doing this?
That's what I understand to be true. And some timber companies choose to provide individual notice to neighbors, but it's not required. And so what we're trying to establish is a requirement that you give real notice to people in your neighborhood if you're going to do an aerial spray, because these spray products absolutely can drift. An Oregonian piece that was published online yesterday notes an incident where aerial spray drifted 400 feet onto a neighbor's property. You know, we want people to have advance notice so that they can not have an outdoor wedding that day, so that they can choose to keep their kids and their animals inside. And I think a year window doesn't accomplish that.
This is not unheard of, I understand, because I understand California and Washington have more stringent rules on notice about spraying pending.
Yes, other states have more stringent notice requirements and also buffer requirements. We have significantly less protective rules regarding buffers for schools and residences and even water in some instances than neighboring states, including Idaho. And I think Oregon often doesn't see itself as a place that has less protective regulations for the environment than Idaho.
Now, the buffers, there are stream buffers, like 50 feet or something like that, but nothing that says you can't spray pretty much on top of a building.
There is nothing that says you can't spray. There are no buffers for schools. There are no buffers for residences. There are 60-foot buffers for aerial pesticide spraying for streams, but that's really, in my opinion, not adequate. These products can drift, you know, hundreds of feet, as much as a half a mile or significantly more in windy conditions. And the real problem is, sure, it's illegal to have your spray end up on someone else's property, but as far as I can tell, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And the investigative journalism that Tony Schick from Public Radio and Rob Davis from The Oregonian have done, and brave testimonials from people in our community all around the state, make me think that the Department of Forestry and the Oregon Department of Agriculture are way too focused on making things comfortable for the pesticide industry and not focused enough on protecting regular people and drinking water from pesticide poisoning, and we need to change that.
Representative Ann Leininger has to go in just a moment. I want to ask one final question, though, which is based on the horse trading thus far in the legislative session and the testimony at the hearing yesterday, what would you say the prospects are for getting some meaningful change in the spraying regulations for aerial herbicide applications this session?
I think we're going to make some very modest first steps. And this is a hard issue, and there are very powerful vested interests who prefer the status quo. So modest first steps aren't nothing. But we have a lot more that we're going to need to do.
All right. Representative Ann Leininger has to get to the House floor fairly soon. Representative from Lake Oswego, representing District 38, a Democrat. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.